Welcome back to The Terminal Exchange, the official podcast of Nussbaum Transportation, where we explore key issues and compelling stories in the trucking industry. I'm your host, Dayton Rumbold, and you're listening to episode 120, You Can't Make This Stuff Up, Tales from the Front Desk. The front desk, the front lines. Heather and Tian are the face of hospitality. They tell the stories of everything from snakes slithering through the doors to hippie vans pulling up. To learn more about these stories and more, please tune in to this featured exchange. Welcome back to the Terminal Exchange, the official podcast of Nussbaum Transportation. Today we have Heather and Tian with us here. So thank you for being on the show. We're very excited to do this. Tales from the Front Desk, all the stories. So you've both been doing the front desk for a while now. How long has it been for you, Tian?
Well, I did the front desk in the other building on Main Street for about 4 years.
Okay.
And I've only been on there about 4 years here.
Yeah. Okay.
So. And I have been here for 11 years.
11
and
years?
I've been at the front desk the whole time.
Okay. Yep. And the whole, you hired on as a front desk person.
Yep,
you weren't a part of accounting or?
Well, I'm considered in the accounting department, but I've been located at the front desk the whole
time. Okay, cool. And Tian, you're considered to be a part of the HR area?
HR, mm-hmm.
Okay, what does that include? What do you do with the HR?
Well, I do like employment verifications and things like that for HR, but I'm also the student program coordinator, so I do all the matching up of all the trainers with their students and make sure that they get through the training program and all of that. So
it's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the front desk touches everyone. Everyone experiences the front desk, whether you're coming in to grab a car, like to take a concierge car, I don't know. How often does that happen?
All day long, every day.
All day long, every day. And we have the trainers, so you're helping with the trainer program. Mm-hmm. People that call in, and people that just walk up on the street, and people that drive in with a hippie van. So we've got lots of stories, and we chatted beforehand about this and spent some time preparing about what should we talk about and what are the stories behind the front desk. And you've done this for several years, so we have a good amount of stories here to tell, and we'll try to leave them anonymous. So excited to get into this. So when you both came to Nussbaum, started working here, did you have any previous jobs?
Well, I moved here from Indiana for this job. So I was living out in Indiana, and I moved here, and I started in, at that time, we were NTS and NTI. And so I started with NTS, and it was Peg and I, and Brent Vierling, and Kent Wiegand, and Sam Plattner, which is Heather's dad.
Oh,
so it was really? Just the five of us in NTS.
Okay.
Yeah. So as far as previous jobs, I had done some secretarial work really in Indiana, but other than that, this was really my first big time, full time job.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, and that was only several people. That's
well,
pretty
there were
small.
Five of us in NTS, but everybody else pretty much worked for NTI.
Sure.
So there were a lot of people in dispatch, and there was, Leanne was here, and Linda Krug, and Bill, and Brent, and all of them. So, yeah, we were kind of our own little department. But
and NTI was Nussbaum Transportation
Incorporated.
Incorporated.
And that was the union part of it.
Okay, yes.
And then we were NTS, which was the non-union.
Okay. That's cool. Mm-hmm. So that was the union side.
Yeah.
And then you had the non-union side. And okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And so thinking back to that, do you feel like it's changed a lot to what it is now today? How does that feel, the company culture?
Well, I think when I hired in for NTS, there was only about 80 drivers, mm-hmm. or 85. I don't know how many were on the NTI side, but mm-hmm. yeah, we've gotten huge.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Outside of work, what do you guys enjoy doing? Just for the people listening and getting to know you, what are some of the activities you like to enjoy?
I very much enjoy e-biking and traveling, I would say, are the two things we do, my husband and I.
I heard you, like, biked all across Indiana or something like that, or you...
No.
You've done a large bike
ride.
We've done...
Our biggest day ride has been 50-some miles, 54 miles, I think. Okay. We have biked in Indiana, but not all the way across.
Okay.
I know some people have,
mm-hmm.
but we've only gone 54 is our longest.
Yeah. What has been your favorite place to visit on a bike ride?
Our favorite trail is near Indianapolis, Carmel. Mm.
Yeah.
It's the best one that we've been on,
yeah.
I'd say.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We enjoy it.
Make a big day out of it.
Mm-hmm. Lakeshore Drive is a nice trail, too.
Yeah, it goes on for a long time.
Long ways.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
very beautiful. Mm-hmm. You have the lake right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. Different than around here. It's nice to go city.
And you have some pets, too?
We have one dog.
You have one dog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Walter. He's a Shishan.
Okay. How did you... So your dad worked here.
My dad worked here. Bill is my brother-in-law. That's how I got the job.
Okay, so...
Probably.
Yep. Bill...
Bill Wettstein.
Bill Wettstein.
Is married to my sister, Heidi.
Okay. Wow, this is... Mm-hmm. I had no clue. I'm learning all this now. I knew there was some relation, but I didn't realize that Heidi was your sister.
She is your sister. She is. Yep.
Okay. The more you know. I'm just learning tons today.
Fun fact. Her dad, Sam, was just, he's just a nut, and we all worked in NTS together.
Yeah.
And one day, he walked into the break room. Of course, this was down on Main Street, the old building. And he walked in the break room, and Josh Carr had just heated up a cheeseburger and had it on a plate on the break room table. And Sam walked in and took a big bite of that cheese. And Josh had gone to the restroom. And Sam walked in and took a huge bite of that cheeseburger and then sat down. And Josh walked in after he'd gotten done in the bathroom. And he looked at that cheeseburger and saw that big bite out of it. And the look on his face was just hilarious. He was just like, he just couldn't believe it. So we had a good time with Sam. He was quite the character.
He's one of a kind, for sure.
Yeah, just like a prankster.
Prankster,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, wanting to cause a little trouble in the name of fun.
Yeah, and then he used to sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd sneeze like 7 times in a row. And everybody else was pretty much used to it. But when I first heard it, every time I heard him sneeze, I'd laugh. It was really something.
It was 7 times in a row?
A lot. Now he throws his back out every time he sneezes about.
That's an intense sneeze.
Intense.
Yikes.
It's funny.
Yeah. That's great. So, that's a way that family legacy, and now your daughter, Sydney, works in accounting as a manager. So, that's really great.
Yep.
Yeah. Tian, what about you? Outside of work, what do you enjoy doing?
Well, I have these 4 little grandkids that I love just dearly, and we do a lot as a family together. But I would say probably reading.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a whole lot of time to do that, but if I was gonna sit around on a Saturday, I'd probably read.
What are the ages of your grandkids?
They are 12, 9, 2.5, and 6 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 12, 9, 2.5, and 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you enjoy doing with your grandkids?
well, let's see. I don't know, just spending time.
Yeah.
We Chelsea and Sean have a pretty big backyard, so it seems like we're always out there throwing a football or or swinging or something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
And Issa loves to bake, so we bake brownies or whatever when she comes over. So.
Yeah, just, being a good grandma.
Yeah.
whatever that means.
Well, I try.
Yeah. means it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
So before we go into the tales, the stories from the front desk, I would be curious to hear a little bit of Nussbaum history, and we've shared a little bit already. So Tian Overmeyer, but you are a Nussbaum. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to know, what did you appreciate about your parents? What is something that you see maybe it's trickled into the company today, or what are some things that when you think about your parents, what do you appreciate?
Well, I have to say, I didn't spend a lot of time with my dad when I was growing up. He was always gone.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have a real close relationship with him at all. He was a good provider. Mm-hmm. He's obviously provided for us to this day. You know, I would say that my mom, I appreciated the fact that she taught me to bake and to cook.
Mm-hmm.
She was a good mom. But I would say that was probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
So she always to entertain. It was my job every time we had company. It was my job to set the tables.
Oh, really?
So I knew exactly which forks went on which side and where the water glass went and the salad plate and all that stuff. Yeah, it was that was my job, and we had company a lot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was always in charge of that.
It sounds like she was really hospitable.
Very hospitable.
It's a great gift.
Yep.
Yeah.
So she used to have the company, all the managers and their wives over for Christmas dinner.
Really?
And it would be huge. And she had a huge meal. And then she'd fix these trays of candies and cookies that was just unbelievable at Christmas time. And so we always helped. Us kids always helped.
Yeah.
So.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And it's grown quite a bit. They still do this Christmas lunch that is a huge deal. And if we're talking about hospitality, that's a big part of both your jobs. And Heather, there's a legendary thing called food days.
Yes.
And a Nussbaum food day is next level. It is the best thing ever. And so, Heather, what is a food day and how has that changed since you first started here?
Well, it's grown in size quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, when we first started doing them, I think our first one, we planned 60 people, and then jumped to 75. Now we plan for 250 people for food days.
Yep.
So it is quite a bigger job. At first when we did it, we homemade everything.
Yeah.
Nothing was ordered in. Now we order a lot of the food. We still make some of it, but a lot of it's ordered in. We grill a lot of it, but definitely it's bigger scale, everything.
Yeah. Do you have any memorable food days when you think back to all the ones that we've done? So it's once a month, and the whole company comes together, all of the shop techs, shop office, you know, drivers that are in orientation, employees here.
We feed any driver that happens to be here. Having maintenance done, or if they're stuck here for something, we always would feed them too. So it's anybody who's on site.
Yes.
We're happy to feed.
Yep. If you're visiting, you know, if sometimes people are giving tours to other people.
We pretty much feed. If you're here, we feed you. Memorable ones. Matt Cheever just smoked ribs. That one was a big one. A really big one. We did salmon once. That one was a really big one.
I heard Matt woke up at 3 a.m. or...
2. He was here at 2 a.m.
He
brought his own smokers, and he was here at 2 a.m.
Wow.
Starting those.
The dedication.
Dedication, for sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We had a little bit of a fire that day. But
was it a little fire?
A lot of a fire, but it was handled.
Yeah,
he did great.
It all turned out.
It all turned out. He did great, and that was a showstopper for sure.
Yeah.
He did great with that. But also when we first started doing them, it was by department.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like this month is accounting's turn, next month is ops turn, mm-hmm. next month is HR's turn. And then I don't remember what year exactly they decided to switch it up a little bit and mm-hmm. give you from each department, they would give you a person to kind of integrate it
yeah.
and get more. Kind of integrate people across departments.
Yeah.
And that has changed. And I think that helps a lot with getting people to know different departments more. I definitely like that.
As we get bigger, it's more important that we stay connected. And sitting down, having a meal with someone is a great way to stay connected. Mm-hmm. And then also preparing, you said different departments would prepare, and now different people.
And it's so nice to work with people you don't normally work with.
Yeah.
And see how they all come together. And
yeah.
So that's definitely changed.
It's really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She does a great job at it.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Mm-hmm. When I know it's a food day in a week, I spend the whole, you know, a couple days leading up to it just thinking about food day. It just drives me. So, yeah.
It's kind of fun to see what people come up with. The team always has, I like it when they have opinions.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than going to a planning meeting and nobody has an opinion. I love it when they're very specific a lot of times, very specific about what they want. We want this kind of bun and this, and that almost makes it easier if they're very picky.
Yeah.
Than if you don't care. It makes it easier if they know what they want.
Okay. So. Yeah, that makes sense if you have strong ideas.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hungry for some stories from the front desk. So if you're ready, we can hop into some of those stories.
Okay.
So what are some of the wildest requests that you've gotten at the front desk? Like, what are the type of things that people ask for when they walk in through the door?
Most common, I would say, is people think we are a rest stop.
Yeah.
A lodge. People ask for the bathroom all the time.
Yeah.
I would say.
I had a lady one day that stopped that had an electric car, mm-hmm. and they only had 4 miles to go on their car.
Okay.
And she needed a jump.
Oh.
And so I called Steve Neal, and he said, tell her to come around the building, the shop building. And so she did.
Huh.
She and her husband, and he charged her, and then she was gone.
Yeah,
he said it took a little bit to get it charged, but he said it worked out fine, and she left.
It's nice. So, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
But you did.
So.
Yeah. People wanting to use the facilities, mm-hmm. come and use the restroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do they think it is when they come by? It's like,
Last week we had a man stop, and he pointed at our sign. He said, it says Welcome Center. And he wanted us to direct him to activities in the area. A museum or...
What?
Yeah, he wanted to know what... He thought it was like a Welcome Center to a state or something. He wanted to know what attractions were in the area and stuff. I think they're just confused, even though it clearly says Nussbaum all over.
He and his wife were celebrating their anniversary.
Yeah.
And they decided to get out of town and go to Miller Park. To the zoo.
What?
And he said, and that was a total bomb. And I said, well, I could have told you that one, because they don't have a lot of animals.
It's not a big zoo.
No, it's no, it's not.
And he wanted an antique mall or something, or I don't know what he was looking for, but...
Yeah. I think they decided to go home.
Yeah, he went home. He was looking for it. Well, you suggested the Riverfront Museum in Peoria.
Yes, in Peoria.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And then luckily she Googled it before he left, and we noticed it was closed that day. So he didn't, at least he didn't drive all the way there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like we are very well signed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how people can get confused.
Yeah.
Because it's not like we are not labeled.
Right.
Yeah.
I just, it's so strange that someone would come and, you know, see the sign behind me.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a, and, but it's really nice that you answered those questions too. It seems like you helped them out a little bit, mm-hmm. even though, you know.
I had an older man, stopped by a couple weeks ago, and I happened to be on the, she was off, and I happened to be on the phone. And I mean, there's a lot that can go on up there at one time. Mm-hmm. And so I just let him in because I was on the phone, and I just let him in. And he ended up going right to his right and going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so I watched him and I listened for him to come out. And when he came out of the restroom, I said, "Sir, you need to check in at the front desk." I said, "How can I help you?" And he said, "What is this place anyway?" And I said, "Well, this is Nussbaum Transportation." I said, "Who are you looking for?" He said, "I just needed to go to the bathroom." And I said, "We don't allow people to come in off the street just to go to the bathroom." And he said, "Well, I already did." And he said, "What is this place anyway?" Yeah. And I said, "This is Nussbaum Transportation." And he just walked out and left.
Wow.
So, yeah, if I wouldn't have been on the phone, I could have said to him,
right,
you know, what do you need? But I was on the phone and I hated to interrupt my phone call and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, people can be very, I had a lady with two kids stop the other day and she wanted to use the bathroom too. And I said, "You know, we don't allow that." But I said, "There's a Love's truck stop just a couple miles up the road." And so she left right away and was very gracious. But,
Yeah, I guess if you're in a pinch and you're like, "Oh, you know, we really need to use the restroom, let's just pull over." But it's not my inclination to say, this place that kind of looks like a business.
Right.
Maybe it's the lodge type look. I mean, it is a very refined look for a business building.
Mm-hmm. Well, they clearly don't look at the Nussbaum sign.
Right.
Signage and all that, because obviously, I mean, it doesn't say, you know, a trucking company, but it does, they can surely tell it's a business.
Right.
Yeah.
All the cars out there. And so, yeah, getting confused for a rest stop. Tell me about the hippie van. What happened there?
Hippie van, that was years ago. That was when we were in just the one building. And a van pulled up, and it was painted, like, all completely painted. And
like tie-dye?
Yeah, like, it was a full-on hippie van, and what could only be described as hippies got out of it, started walking towards the building, and I saw it. And they came up. We were a locked facility at that time, and they wanted to use the bathroom. And we had just had a safety training, and I sent them on their way. And Brent, there was a big meeting in the conference room, and he had seen it too. And he came out of the meeting as I was sending them on their way, and just to make sure it was very nice.
Yeah.
He was just making sure everything was okay. Yeah. And they left with no incident, but they were very, I mean, they could have caused trouble. They looked like they could have caused trouble.
Right.
But they left with no incident, but they painted a pretty picture out in the parking lot.
They painted a picture?
No, like when you looked out, when you looked out, it was like,
yes,
what it was,
what
very
is going down
out of character
for
with
this
all
area.
Of our cars.
Yeah.
And I think that they were out there like messing around the van for a little bit before they actually came in.
Huh.
And so they were, the people in the meeting were definitely watching them.
Yeah.
And concerned when they walked up to the building.
So like a group of four or five people with long hair and all the
And
beads.
I believe they had like the surfboards and stuff on
surfboards.
Top. Surfboards? On top of the car. They were.
Where are they surfing?
They were traveling. They were traveling. I think they were living in their van.
Probably.
It definitely looked like it.
Yeah, and that's a big craze now, people living out of their van.
I mean, it was literally years ago.
Wow.
But.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've seen it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know what's going to pull in. We say that every time. You never know what's going to pull in.
Yeah. There, you had someone come in recently wanting to meet with Brent. Like, you have a lot of people that come wanting to talk to Brent or someone in management.
Right.
You get a lot of phone calls for that.
We get a lot of sales calls. Mm-hmm. So they want to talk to Brent Nussbaum, or they've asked for Matilda. I just had a recent call from Matilda. I mean, just they're and or Lloyd Stoller. I've had several calls for Lloyd Stoller. Well, you probably know some too, but
Phil Breaker,
yeah,
Bill Weinstein. If they don't know their name,
yeah,
it's a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of sales calls, and they try to, instead of just asking for the person, they'll say, "This is Phil. May I talk with Brent Nussbaum?" Mm-hmm. Or they, I mean, they anything to get anything mm-hmm. to get to him.
Yeah.
You know, all those calls go to voicemail. Mm. Matt Zimmerman in IT gets a ton of phone calls.
He does.
They all go to voicemail.
Mm.
We send them.
Interesting.
And then that way, if they listen back to the voicemails and they want to call him back, they can. Bill said he rarely ever. Well, a lot of times they don't end up leaving a message.
Yeah.
And if they do, he said, you know, 9 times out of 10, he's not interested.
Yeah.
So.
And I heard you get a lot of printer ink calls, people calling about wanting to sell printer ink.
Yeah.
Oh, they want the model number.
Oh.
Off your, they'll say, oh, we lost the model number, but we need to send you a new cartridge, and we're under contract, but we misplaced your model number, and it's just a scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as soon as you say, we already have another company that does that, we're not falling for this, we know it's a scam,
right,
they hang up immediately.
Right.
They know.
You got to call them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that bothers us about people coming to the doors mm-hmm. is them shaking the doors.
That's
the biggest pet peeve.
That is our number one pet peeve.
Yeah, because they come, and even though there's a sign here that says, "Welcome to Nussbaum, our doors are locked.
Yes.
Please press the button to the right."
Yes.
They stand at those doors and they shake them.
Rattle them.
Rattle them.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And then, and, you know, then we put our hands up like this, and then they see us. I've had people tell us, though, before that they can't see in. I think it depends on what time of day it is
how the sun's
and
hitting,
how the shadowing is and all that.
But so, the sign is literally like
clearly
in front of their face that says it's locked.
With a little
and
smiley
to push
face.
The button.
Yeah. Push the button.
Yeah, and
no
they
one
just
reads
shake
it.
The doors. You get a big guy, you get a 6-foot guy, and somebody's
really
strong.
Rattles.
It really rattles. Yeah.
It's scary. So, it's like, are you trying to come in and...
Well, it's just, I mean, it's going to break the door or the glass at some point, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I don't know.
Hopefully that doesn't happen. Wow.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Because we're right inside.
Well,
so.
Public service announcement to those listening, don't rattle the doors.
Bring your passes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring your pass. So.
If you have one, anyway.
Yeah. I hear there's a lot of people that come for interviews, but not for Nussbaum.
Brandt.
Is that right?
Brandt interviews. Mm-hmm. And it clearly says right above our heads, Nussbaum.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Brandt's just down the street next to us.
Right next to us.
So.
Yeah. We can tell when their interview weeks are, because it'll go a couple weeks where we don't get them, but then they interview and we'll be like, oh, Brandt's interviewing this week, and we'll get several
tons
in
of people.
A row.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm here for a welding position
at
Nussbaum.
Or we'll be able to tell who's interviewing that week.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me that they can get clear through that all of that without noticing that they're at the wrong place.
Right.
You know?
Maybe we'll need to paint something in the sky.
Yeah.
For people to know. Yeah. So it seems like there's a lot of confusion that happens there.
Yeah.
a lot of rest stop visits. Someone came in... with a bejeweled purse recently, asking for Brent. How'd that go? Is that a...
She had a meeting.
Yeah.
She had a meeting scheduled.
Okay.
She was interesting.
She met with Doug Bradle first and then called Brent back and met with Brent, right? Like a week or two later.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah.
She sang.
And...
Sang to us in the front. She had bejeweled clothes, a bejeweled purse, and she sat in the front and sang hymns to us the whole time she was waiting.
How sweet.
Like not quiet. Like she
full
on
singing.
Sang. Yeah. Like we were getting little Teams messages
from
people who could hear it, who's singing up front.
Was she good?
She wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't bad.
And the crazy part about it was she was selling this little box.
Yeah.
And it was a... What was it?
Something for the trailer or truck or something, but it was homemade.
Yeah.
Like,
and it was about this big, you know, like a prototype. And that's what she was selling. So
yeah.
She had that in her bag and she just said,
and her purse or her bag was, she had bejeweled Jesus on it. And she was. We talked about that one for a while. We've never seen that.
You
never.
Just don't know what a day will bring up there.
Yeah. You never know what's going to happen.
And she gave us gift cards.
That's right.
She gave us gift cards.
What?
For like the weirdest amount. Each gift card was for a different amount, and they were to...
Was it Starbucks?
Starbucks, but it would like be for like whatever Bible verse. She would write the Bible verse, and then like if it was for... whatever, it'd be like for $3.16, like $3.16.
Yeah, John 3:16.
And she would write the Bible verse out, and then it would be like for $3.16.
Huh.
And she left those in several different places, and they were all different and different Bible verses and for different amounts.
Just around Nussbaum, she left
like
those?
She left one on my desk and Deanne's desk, and she left some back in the break room, and they were all for, but they all different Bible verses and different little, she was... Very unique.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
it is.
It was. Yeah. I mean, it definitely was memorable.
Yeah.
That is very memorable. She was very nice.
She was just very nice.
I mean, I want someone to sing hymns while I'm working.
Yeah.
Maybe not every day, but maybe like once every month or so.
Yeah, she was interesting.
Wow. That's a unique way to share the gospel with someone.
It is.
Here's a verse.
Yeah.
Gift card.
I think when she called Brent said, I'll give you 30 minutes.
Okay.
And at 30 minutes, he met her out in the Welcome Center. And then at 30 minutes, she was
done. She was gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
she got her meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she had already met with Doug, and Doug told her no. So she was going to type Brent.
Okay.
So
persistence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is funny.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it was for, the thing she was trying to sell.
I can't remember either. I thought it was for the cameras.
Something.
In the tractor.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get phone calls, you get a lot of good phone calls and some bad phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about those calls that are encouraging, the ones that you've gotten and said, this changes my day a little bit. I feel better. I enjoy what I'm doing. I wrote down some. We can pick and choose some of these. Are there any that come to mind when you think about encouraging phone calls?
Well, I had that one, and that was really something. The lady that was, she and her husband had decided to stop at that Greek restaurant, and they had a trailer, before that, they had a trailer go by them that said the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and then they stopped for lunch, and the waitress had gotten some really bad news. I don't know if you remember the story
or not. Yes, I do.
The waitress had gotten some really bad news, and so the woman asked the waitress left then, and the woman asked the waiter that took her place at their table for something to write on. She wanted to leave her a message, and he gave her a napkin. And she before she wrote anything, she prayed, and she said, Lord, what would you have me to tell this girl? And the Lord said to her, tell her what you saw on that trailer, which was the Lord was close to the brokenhearted. I'll never forget that. She was in tears, just crying to me on the phone. I was in tears. And that really touched me. That was really very touching.
Wow.
So
yeah.
That was my most memorable thing that I remember that was encouraging.
Yeah. That is something.
I mean, we get people all the time that call in and say, your driver's, I'm following your driver. He's doing a great job. If they're being challenging, then a lot of times we transfer them to safety. Sometimes we take them depending on if they come back.
A lot of times if safety's on the other line, then they will ring back to us. So we hear some of the not encouraging ones, but it is always nice when they call in. And even sometimes a shipper will call in and say, hey, your driver was just here. He's always polite. He's always kind and dressed nice and
Yeah.
And they'll call in and just really hype our drivers up. Those are always nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, those are nice.
You got to hype our drivers up.
Yeah, we do get those calls, and those are always so nice to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's cool that people really do enjoy our drivers, and that's a great thing about News Palm. Just last week, someone was driving, and behind them, the couple really enjoyed the driver, like the way that they were driving. So they flashed their lights and their blinker, tried to get them to pull over. So they pulled over. It's like, oh, is something wrong? It's like, no, it's like, your driving is incredible. Like, oh, we really are just, you know, thank you for the way you're driving. And they just wanted to tell that person that. And I was like, wow, that is something.
Not only is it something for the driver, but that's so affirming.
Yeah.
I mean, and for them to take the time to do that, that's
so nice that they
incredible.
Take the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
To be
we don't
thanked.
Have enough in that in this world.
Yeah, we know. Don't. Yeah, and to be able to be a light in something that's different in the industry. One of the stories from here I wrote down that I thought was fun. Terry from Chicago says, I see your trailers often, and regardless of the kind of day I'm having, your trailers always put a smile on my face and remind me why I'm doing what I do. Faith and family, two things that are taken for granted much too often in our day-to-day lives. Mm-hmm. Your drivers must feel very much appreciated working for a company who stands behind true value. So just comments like that, you know, that come in, those are really encouraging to hear. And I really like that one.
They're so random, too. I mean, just... God just puts, I think he just puts those trailers there at the right times, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they're there for, so.
Absolutely. And that situation where at the Greek restaurant, they see the trailer, they write it down on the napkin.
Right.
That was the perfect timing for that person to get that. Mm-hmm. And I there was another one similar to this where her best friend lost her mother, and she was in town, saw the truck, and she pointed it out to that person that lost their mother, and that was the exact timing that she needed to hear the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. So that's the special thing, whether you're stuck in traffic or just see it in passing. So
And that's what they're out there for.
Yeah.
To touch others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's a good reminder.
Mm-hmm.
What about the not so encouraging calls? What are those? What do they look like? Do we get a lot of those? Hopefully not a ton, but you get everything at the front desk?
They do come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
We usually try to transfer them over to safety.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we end up having to take them.
Mm-hmm.
So. Or hear it before they get to safety.
A lot of times you can't even get a breath in.
Oh, no.
Sometimes people are so worked up that you cannot, and they just go off.
Yeah.
On you, so.
Hmm.
She's probably better at letting that roll off her back than I am.
Mm.
It's not personal. I mean,
it's hard for me to take a call like that.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes people will see a trailer that used to be a Nussbaum one, but was repainted over. Do you get calls for those?
We do. And a lot of times then it's like one that we've sold years ago, and they painted over it, or they'll even say, we can see our service is red hot underneath it, and we haven't had those for so
forever.
Long. We know they're not ours anymore, and somebody else is pulling it. Or
now we pull off the graphics. Yeah. We didn't used to pull off the graphics.
Did they used to just paint over them or something? Or, yeah.
Okay.
And so it's still there.
Yeah.
Point being.
You got to say, that's not our truck anymore.
Right. And those calls usually go to safety, and then safety can say, you know.
Yeah, we don't usually tell them
those
that.
Those aren't our trailers,
just,
you know. So.
Yeah. Well, there's, you'll get a lot of those calls. You mentioned how someone came and was very disgruntled, and you couldn't even get a word in. You tried speaking to them, and then they called Nate Wirtz.
That wasn't long ago. I transferred him over. They got Nathan. And then they were upset. They were calling, hanging up, calling right back. Lots of profanity, hanging up. They talked to me. They talked to Nathan Wirtz. They talked to Tian. They talked to Michaela. And then they just called back just to shout profanities and hang up. You couldn't, I mean, like, couldn't even say a word, but we could see it was the same person calling back again. They were very upset.
It's hard.
So we do get those.
But, and, at that point, you can't take it personal. It's just something that...
I mean,
you can't stop that person from calling, yelling at you. But hopefully it doesn't happen that often. Okay, so... We've talked a lot about encouragement, discouraging some of the people that come in. You get people coming in to for fishing. People like to come and ask if they can fish. A little bit of everything. I like this story, and I don't know if you would be okay with sharing about the food days and...
I know where you're going with
okay.
this one.
Do you have any stories with the food days?
The worst... mistake, I guess, is where you're going with this one. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
This was back in the old building. I don't remember what year it was, but it was several years ago. We went back. It was after a January food day, and we went back for the February food day and found the warming drawer still on a full month later and still full of garlic bread that was briquettes a full month.
Wow.
They were in the warming drawer on. Sorry.
Well, now we can laugh about it. It's
they
over.
Didn't smell or anything. They were, I mean, like hard as bricks.
And completely charcoal.
Completely. I mean, like... like rock hard, but not moldy at all. How scary is that?
That is scary.
No mold.
Yeah.
Maybe. And the warming drawers were still warm.
Yeah.
And no one noticed for a full month, including me.
Yeah.
So that's probably the worst thing we've ever done on food day. We've spilled bacon grease all over the floor that took quite a while to clean it up, but... that's probably the worst thing we've done.
Yeah, but you learn, and now you check the drawers.
We
everyone
triple
checks them.
Check the warming drawers and the ovens after every food day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I there's lots of stuff that comes with that, but thank you for taking care of those, and I'm thankful for that. Okay, so we talked about pet peeves, and when someone comes in, how do you make them feel welcomed to Nussbaum? What are things you do to help with that?
Well, I went for a doctor's appointment about a year ago to a dermatology office, and I walked in and I walked up to the desk, and the nurse that was sitting at, or the gal that was sitting at the desk, did not look up at me, and she didn't even acknowledge that I was there. And when she finally did, she was very cold, and I was nervous, and I really needed that warmth.
Yeah.
And I'll just never forget that. And so, when they walk in the door, we greet them. Mm-hmm. We pretty much always know when somebody's coming, like for an interview or something. Yeah. Joe will let us know, or Rick, or. Or if Bill has somebody, bankers coming or anything like that, we pretty much know.
We do. They're really good about letting us know.
They really are. We pretty much know if somebody's coming. So we're able to, a lot of times, greet them by name, which I think is really important. We offer them coffee and water.
Coffee and water.
And
sometimes we trip over each other and both of us are like,
Yeah. So it just kind of depends on which way they go when they come in. If they go right or they go
if
left.
If one of us is on the phone, then the other one obviously does it.
So I just think it's really important just to be that friendly face, because so many times, you know, the interviewers or interviewees are nervous. And so it's kind of nice just to have that warmth. I always talk with them. I always talk about the weather. And Heather does too. We just, you know, try to make
how far did you drive? Do you have a long drive in? We have these same little questions.
What was your, what was the weather like where you left, and different things like that. So just make them feel welcome. I think they're, you know, they deserve that.
Right. And they're nervous, and that means a lot.
It just helps just to calm calm their nerves a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
A lot I can take from that too. People walk up to my desk. How do I approach them? Am I ready to attend them, or am I more trying to shift right. away? So, yeah, it's good. Good to learn from.
Yeah.
Last thing, last favorite front door memory that I have written down here. I think, Heather, this might have been your favorite front door memory with Tyler and a snake.
Yes. Can you Tyler Dietrich.
Tell about this memory?
I don't even know if he remembers this. This also was in the old building. He was standing in between the two doors, and there's a little crack in the door, and I looked out and saw a snake slither through the crack, and he was standing there on the phone, and he saw the snake, and he did not. I was freaking out, raised my feet, started calling someone to yeah. come get the snake, and he just nonchalantly opened the door and kicked the snake back out as if it was nothing. And yeah. I was freaking out. The snake never came any further than in between the two sets of doors, but he acted as if it was nothing, just kicked the snake right back out, and I freaked out and had Steve Neal, and I don't know who else was working with him at that time, looking for that snake in the landscaping for a couple hours. They never found it, but
oh. Thankfully.
Yeah, yeah, thankful. But, they
yeah, it actually made it through one set of doors.
Wow.
But
and he just kicked it out.
He was not at all concerned. He never stopped talking on the phone. Yeah. He never, I doubt he even told the person he was on the phone with that right. there was a snake there. He just kicked it out as if it was nothing.
Yeah, this story and checks out.
Freaking out inside.
That is funny.
Oh, so, man.
You never know what's going to come through those doors.
No, well, we watch because there's a little crack, especially yeah. when the yeah. doors like shrink and then yeah. get, you know, how they expand and shrink mm-hmm. with the different weather. And then the crack gets a little bit bigger. And we watch mm-hmm. to make sure nothing comes in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always on guard.
Yeah.
Anything else you would like to share comes to mind? Memories? I've covered everything here, but I wanted to leave room if there's anything else. So,
I can't think of anything.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's all we have time for today. So, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
And thank you to our listeners and for Daniel running the audio video, Kyle on hair and makeup, and so you never know what's going to come through those doors. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
And thank you for being hospitable. And this is something I can take home with me, is to be a hospitable person to everyone that comes to me. So yeah. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay purpose-driven and own it every moment.
Hi, this is Lisa from Recruiting at Nussbaum, and I'd love to answer any questions you have about driving with us. Give us a call at 309-268-1199 or visit nussbaumjobs.com. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to Terminal Exchange, the official podcast of Nussbaum Transportation. If you're enjoying our content, please leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word about these important topics and invite more people into conversation. You can rate and review us on your podcast app or visit us online at terminalexchange.org. New episodes arrive every other Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow Nussbaum on your favorite social media platforms and be the first to know when new episodes are released. Thanks for listening. Until next time, own every moment and stay purpose-driven.